Fred Film Radio, South by Southwest, Austin, Texas.
Fred Film Radio, this is Dana Knight. I'm at South by Southwest and I'm here with Beth Harrington talking about her new music documentary. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Great, great, having fun.
If you could introduce yourself, maybe your previous work and your new documentary as well.
Sure, I'm an independent filmmaker. I've been making films for many decades. I don't think I'll say how many. And I mostly work in American public television, but I also do a lot of independent films. And my most recent film before, the one that's showing here at South by Southwest, was a film called Welcome to the Club, The Women of Rockabilly. I like doing music documentaries, and that's what my latest one is. The Winding Stream is a
And that music won a great award, I read.
The Winding Stream? Welcome to the Club?
Yes.
Well, it was nominated for a Grammy Award.
Yes.
Which was an incredible honor and totally not on my radar screen at all when it came up. My editor submitted it to the Grammy Academy, and I thought, oh, sure, that'll happen. And then the next thing I know, I'm at the Grammys, so it was really fun.
Okay, and about your new documentary,
mm-hmm.
I know there's an amazing story behind it.
Yeah, it's actually the story of a family that's at the heart of American country music. And it's a story that starts in Virginia, and it's just about three people who were making, wasn't even called country music then, it was so long ago. The original Carters came from a little town in Virginia, and they became really well known all over the U.S. and frankly around the world because they were on a border radio station. And that music became the bedrock of country music that we know today, and that in the 60s, a young man named Johnny Cash married into the family, married June Carter, and so that they continued the dynasty that we know now as, you know, the Carter and Cash dynasty.
Exactly. So this documentary, probably it will go hand in hand very well with a fiction film that was made.
Yes, yeah, with Walk the Line, yeah. And there, in fact, there are moments in that film that very briefly portray Maybelle Carter, who was June's mother. There's a scene in that film where they are trying to keep Johnny from his drug dealers and help him get through his cold turkey issues. And that is fairly accurate, that there really was that feeling for him among the Carter family that they wanted to help him get over that and protect him and let him be the artist that he should have been.
Exactly. You know? Tell me a few things about the genesis of the project, the research that you've done, the interviews that you've taken.
Yeah, well, it started, it kind of spun out of my last film because I was meeting women who were at the foundation of rock music and realizing that they were influenced by the Carters, a lot of them. And in the process of talking to them, also I realized that a lot of them had performed with the Carters or had performed with June Carter and her sisters. And perform with Johnny Cash. So that gave me the impetus to go and do this. But ultimately, my research rested on actually getting to know the family, being able to interview Johnny Cash, and frankly, being able to spend time in the place where they were from, which is, like I say, this small town in the hills of Virginia, where they still have a venue on Saturday nights where they still play the original Carter music. So I was fascinated by that. I didn't know how deeply it ran. I knew that they were important, but I don't think I fully grasped just how important.
Exactly, yeah. It's amazing that they're a legend and they're still going. It's
yes.
Amazing to catch both aspects of this.
Exactly. Film. I mean, yeah, the fun part about the film is that the family, as you say, the original Carter started recording in 1927, but there are family members who are doing it today. In fact, some of them have playfully called themselves Carter Family 3. And they know it's a little presumptuous, but they think it's fun. And they play this music. And it's still vital, and it's still, frankly, you know, you go to a place like Austin this week,
this is the perfect
and you can hear this music.
Yes.
You know, there are young people playing this music here, so it's not just musty old music from the 1920s, it's stuff that people are still performing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to film, to take all those interviews? And
well, the interviews,
the
interviews themselves, I did over a period of years, as you probably know, with independent filmmaking, the funding doesn't always come in all at once. So it took me a long time to raise the money, and in fact, it's ongoing. But I would say it's from the day we started filming, which the first interview we did was with Roseanne Cash, and the second one was with Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the summer of 2003. So it's now 2014. So it's been a long process.
Yeah. But maybe that's in a way that's better for the film because the subject, you had time to approach it from all different angles and think about it a lot.
I hope that's true. I feel like that. I mean, there are days when in the past where I thought, this is crazy. But because the good news is because it's kind of a timeless subject, it's not time sensitive, I was able to interview a lot of important people, and frankly, a lot of people who are gone now. Not just Johnny Cash, but members of the family that were really important, and also historians and musicians like Mike Seeger and Charles Wolfe, who's a famous country music historian. So I feel like you're right. I got the chance to sit with it, and really, I think it's as accurate as I could possibly have made it. and I think it tells the story in the best way I could. So I think time was on my side there.
Good. And I was wondering, were the things that surprised you? Because probably you did your research before going into it. Mm-hmm. You read about them. Obviously, you knew them.
Yeah.
But when you interviewed them and you got onto the scene, were the things that surprised you?
I think one of the big things was I didn't realize how passionate the current generation, you know, the sort of people who are technically the third generation of Carters and Cashes, still cared so deeply about the music and took it very seriously. You know, it was something that I hoped would be there when I set out to do this film, but I didn't bank on it being so real. You know, I thought maybe there'd be some lip service paid to, oh yes, we really love our ancestors, but passionate, passionate interest. And like I say, people still performing it. You know, Carlene Carter, who is June Carter's daughter, who had a kind of a country rock career in the 70s, has come back, has made a big comeback, and in just, I think next week, she'll have a new album out that is all Carter songs, and it's called Carter Girl. And there's an audience for it, and people are waiting for it. It's pretty exciting. So I think that was the most surprising thing, to think that something that is over 80 years old still resonates within the family itself, as well as with generations of musicians.
Exactly. And I was thinking, this is the perfect film festival for it, because it has the music side.
It is.
And I was wondering, where else are you going with the film?
It's also playing in Nashville in April. Actually, the Cleveland International Film Festival in 2 weeks. It'll be in Atlanta, at the Atlanta Film Festival. And I'm also going on a thing that's kind of not very well known, but really interesting. And I've done it once before, and it's fabulous. It's called the Southern Circuit. And a consortium of art museums and art centers and community groups come together and send filmmakers on a tour. They give you plane tickets and a rental car, and you drive around the South, and you go to these venues, and you show the film.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they play it to audiences who don't usually get to see independent film and very rarely get to meet an independent filmmaker. So it's really fun and really instructive for everybody, me as the filmmaker and the audiences too. So it's really great.
And one of the last questions, what is your next project? Will it be a music documentary as well?
I love them, I'm thinking about doing a film about a pioneering rock group, all women, that we're one of the first bands to have a major label deal in this country. And they're not very well known, but they really rocked. And people like the Beatles were behind them, and David Bowie. And I really feel like there's a story there that hasn't been told that I'd like to tell.
Exactly. And you have an interesting female musicians as well. Or is that a coincidence?
No, I'm interested in that because I mean, partly just because I am a woman, and I have been in rock and roll bands myself, and I know what that's like, and I think that's an interesting prism to look at things. But I also think that that's where the untold stories are, and when you make a film, you want to be doing something new, and there's plenty of fodder out there for, you know, women who haven't been heard about yet.
Exactly.
I want to promote that. So.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Beth. I wish you came to London as well.
Might be coming to London. I'm waiting to hear.
So. When is that?
Well, waiting to hear, but it might be the East End Festival.
Oh, right, that's in June.
We're hoping that's going to work out. I haven't heard entirely. I was supposed to go last year and couldn't, so I'm hoping to do it this year. We'll see.
Great. I wish you will be there.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And this is Dana Knight for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.